Great news, everyone. I passed my urine test.
Well, so much for my leek soup.
You know, I think society's gotten out of control with this testing paranoia. I mean, who would suspect Bull of taking drugs?
It's not that kind of test. It's about how long you can stand without going to the little boys' room. 17.5 hours. Broke my old record by 9 minutes.
What kind of test is that?
Part of the bailiff evaluation. Every 3 years, they push us to the limit just to make sure we're fit to frisk.
Watch it, Roz. Chief Bailiff Reedy at 6 o'clock.
Russell, third general order of a bailiff.
To stand in my post until properly relieved.
Shannon, seventh general order.
To properly relieve those who stand at their post.
How many orders are there?
23, and they all include the word stand.
As a group, we're reliable. Unimaginative, but reliable.
Attitude check, bailiff.
Something I can do for you, sir?
The courthouse will be hosting a special visitor tonight, and I'm turning him over to your care.
Why me?
You're being tested because your people skills are in question.
And who will I be sharpening them on?
Name, McDonald Billy. Age 10, occupation, television actor. He will be observing in your court tonight. We have been ordered to provide full access.
Why is he coming to our courtroom?
The city has leased it tomorrow night to shoot what is called a television pilot.
Oh, please, come on, Harry. You're not going to let him use our courtroom, are you?
You're darn right I'm not. I'm going to talk to the presiding judge about this.
Suit yourself, but orders are orders. In fact, sir, we will be commandeering your office for the ladies' dressing room. Harry! Familiarize yourself with the facts. I will go and get the minor.
He doesn't like you very much, does he?
He hates me. Ever since the bailiff picnic when I kicked his sorry butt in the egg toss. Now he's getting back at me by making me look after some Hollywood brat.
He's no brat. That's Dickie the Dickens. From TV, you know. He's the roughest, toughest, cutest kid that ever lived on Elm Street. Wow, this is the luckiest night of my life. First, I pass my urine test, then I get to meet Dickie the Dickens.
Let the good times roll.
Well, Ross, think of it. You could use this as a chance to distinguish yourself in Reedy's eyes.
Yeah, well, it is only for one night. I mean, how bad can it be?
Russell! Billy, this is Bailiff Russell. If you need anything, just ask her.
Now, I want you to take good care of our Billy. He's very particular.
Okay, Mom! That's it. Hit the road.
Yes, dear.
What a dump.
Well, he seems nice.
People.
X-ray specs. I tried them. It's a scam. They don't work.
I'm losing focus.
I'm not.
Can I help you?
Victoria Fillmore, director of The Littlest Lawyer.
What are you doing here?
I'm scouting the location and setting my shots.
Location and shots?
I'm sorry, not according to the presiding judge, you're not. He assured me that this court is to serve the people, not to entertain them. I'm afraid you're going to have to take your Tinseltown sideshow someplace else.
Wait, could you say that again?
Ooh, say that again.
Take your Tinseltown sideshow someplace else?
Mm. You said that with a good deal of authority. We're going to be using some of the courthouse workers to capture the verisimilitude of the judicial milieu. But I'm sure you wouldn't be interested.
You really think I exude authority?
Not unlike Olivier in Richard III.
More like Kermit in the Muppets Take Manhattan.
Hey, Vicky, hold on. Where are you running off to?
And this is the courtroom. There's the bench. That's where the lawyers sit. This is the riff. And this is the ref.
Russell, front and center.
Stay put.
May I help you?
I'm just here to observe.
Oh.
Nice sweater, soul man.
Progress report.
I've taken him on a full tour of the facilities. Holding, booking, the morgue, fingerprinting, the morgue.
Why the morgue twice?
He really liked the morgue. He's a strange kid.
Who are you?
Hello. I'm Christine Sullivan. I'm the public defender. Do you know what a public defender is?
Do you know how to talk like a normal person?
What a little kidder.
Russell, what do you call those purple-like things on your feet?
I call them socks.
Well, they're not regulation. Are you aware that non-issue hosiery can inhibit your ability to apprehend a prisoner?
I have. You know I can kick butt in bunny slippers. Sir.
Hey, you can't sit there.
Why not?
Because that's where the district attorney sits.
I'm gonna play a DA on TV, and I could really use your expertise.
Well, in that case...
Mind if I ask you a few questions?
Well, fire away, my sawed-off little friend.
Okay. How do you get the jury's respect?
Well, you have to keep your questions concise. Most of all, make sure they see the label in your $800 suit.
Good. But how do you break a witness?
Well, you got to plan your attack. You want to confuse them a little, keep them off guard. Of course, I try to go easy on the female defendants because eventually they're going to be getting out of prison and probably they'll be lonely.
Thanks. You've been very helpful. Note to the writers, use Fielding as a model for the transsexual psychopath in episode 3.
Russell, why are you cooling your heels over here when you should be over there taking care of your assignment?
You're the one who called me over here.
I didn't tell you to grow roots. Get back to work.
No, listen, you erase that, you little rug rat. Are you going to witness a felony firsthand?
Leave him alone, Fielding.
He started it.
Go on. I'll show you the roof. Maybe you can count the stories on the way down.
They want me to be in their TV show.
You?
Yep. They say I exude authority. I figure I can handle the part of the judge.
It's a stretch, but I think you might be able to pull it off.
Russell, get me something to eat. I'm hungry.
It's Miss Russell, and have you ever heard the word please?
You ever heard the word now?
What do you want?
The usual. A few strips of bacon, some french fries, and a side of onion rings.
That's the usual? Why don't you just go lick the grill? Stay put. Don't move or I'll make you eat liver. Your own, you nasty little...
Hey, how you doing, Ross?
You wouldn't happen to know where I could get my hands on a really big croquet mallet, would you?
Oh, come on, Ross. You've had tougher assignments than this before. With children, you just have to be patient. And your patience will be rewarded with a smile. Dr. Spock. Hello, Billy. Okay, I know. We got off to a rocky start, but I really want to be your friend.
Okay.
See?
You know, friend, while I'm in town, you should go see my makeup man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll scrape 10, 20 years off you just like that.
Excuse me. I'm gonna go find that croquet mallet.
What's her problem?
You were incredibly rude.
People around here are so sensitive. What's this green stuff?
Some call it broccoli.
This is not what I asked for.
What you asked for was toxic.
Oh, right. You're gonna lecture me about diets? I don't think so. Go get me what I want.
Billy, let me let you in on a little secret.
What?
I hate you.
Why?
Because you're a spoiled, rotten, rude, self-centered pain in the butt. And the only reason I don't grind you into the linoleum is because I don't want to lose my job.
Oh, yeah? Suppose I report your little tirade to your supervisor.
He won't believe you.
The only reason I don't grind you into the linoleum...
Oh, he won't.
Oh, you dirty little blackmailer. I ought to ram this brush
Russell!
Down.
What are you doing?
I'm making Mr. Broccoli dance.
Okay, Billy, it's time to go back to the hotel. You know you've got a lot of work ahead of you tomorrow.
Mom?
What, dear?
I want her on the set tomorrow.
I don't think so.
See you tomorrow, Miss Russell. Let's go, Mom. Mom!
Well, it looks like your people skills are improving.
Littlest Lawyer, scene 12, take 7.
Action. I said action!
All right! Court is now in session.
Cut!
Did I do something wrong?
Well, first of all, you said all right. The script says all rise.
Jeez, you would have thought I would have known that one.
Secondly, you might try saying the line like a real person.
Reality on television, that's an interesting idea.
Why don't you work on it?
What happened? You blow your line again, Brando?
I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you're 40, you're not married, and there's something to be said about proper grooming.
I think he's talking about his line, Bull.
Oh, well, don't feel bad, sir. You only had one day to learn that line. Took me 3 years.
Don't worry, sir, you'll get it.
You know what I can't believe, Harry, is that you'd even lower yourself to take part in the frivolity of TV.
Come on, Dan. I'm giving all the money that I earned to charity. Besides, it's fun. I mean, when else am I going to get the chance to be on national television?
You could sleep with an evangelist.
What does a bailiff handbook say about committing suicide before completing an assignment?
I'm pretty sure you won't get your pension.
Roz, I know he's bad, but is he bad? Bad?
Did you see the Omen? Yeah, well, this kid has 4 sixes on his head.
How do you know they're not nines?
What are you doing out here? You're supposed to be inside with me.
I was getting some air.
You want some air? I'll order you some.
Billy, honey, we're ready for you. Oh,
here, hold this, and see if you can get somebody to scrape the nuts off of it.
What kind of fool would do that?
I saw Mr. Riley standing over her, holding a gun. Before I could stop him, he shot her and killed himself.
Fine, fine actress, isn't she?
I think the bulk of her talent is in that sweater.
You told the police you heard the first shot at 5 p.m. while you were in the sauna. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think not. Since the sauna was closed for repairs that day. No, Mrs. Appleby, you were in the cabana killing Maria and Mr. Riley.
No, that's a lie.
Is it?
All
I did it. But he deserved it.
He said he loved me. What's my next line? Cut! Billy, I'm really sorry.
Hey, that's okay. Everybody's entitled to a few mistakes.
Wow, maybe the kid has a heart after all.
Dumper.
Check.
That's unbelievable. Can he do that?
It's in his contract. He gets to do one unnecessary cruelty per day.
I'm so sorry, Miranda. I went to the mat for you.
To the mat?
Oh, this whole project is stupid anyway. Whoever dreamed up the idea of a 10-year-old lawyer?
A 12-year-old network executive.
Excuse me, I just wanted to say that I've been watching your direction. It's quite astounding. I mean, it's peppered with shadings of Truffaut, Godard, Ingmar Bergman's, Wild Stewardesses.
Wild Strawberries.
Oh, yeah, I like that scene, too. Listen, do you take direction as well as you give it?
Well, that depends on who's holding the bullhorn.
Billy, I have some pictures for you to sign.
For God's sake, Mother, forget how to use the rubber stamp. Stop standing around here and get me something to drink. I'm thirsty.
Right away, dear.
How can you talk to her like that?
Like what?
Like a servant. She is your mother.
She likes to run around. Besides, it's not like she doesn't get paid for it.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Well, sure. Oh, Roz, I am so glad to have this chance. I cannot tell you how happy we all are to have you here. Billy, it's so much more relaxed with you around.
You call that relaxed?
Oh, yeah, you're like a miracle worker.
Look, maybe this is none of my business, but don't you think he's a little bossy?
Oh, well, you know how 10-year-olds are, and make him a star on top of that. Well, he's just under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, he's running out of people to insult. Look, just because your son is some kind of celebrity, that doesn't give him the right to act like Adolf Toddler. Doesn't that bother you? I mean, you are his mother.
I am also his manager. Look, Ross, Billy chose this career. Ever since he did his first soap commercial at 2 months, show business has been his life.
What did he do? Squirt a message out with his milk bottle? A 2-month-old isn't old enough to make decisions for himself, and neither is a 10-year-old.
Well, that's why he needs me as his manager.
He needs you as his mother. Look, you're not doing your son any favors by letting him think this behavior is okay, because one of these days somebody's going to put their foot down and Billy's going to be under it.
Yeah. Say, Dickie, I don't mean to bother you, but would you mind signing my autograph book?
Roz, make yourself useful. Get this chrome dome freak of nature away from me.
All right, that's it. Time for the littlest lawyer to meet the big bad bailiff. You are the meanest, most arrogant, obnoxious little brat I have ever met in my life. You only want me around because nobody else can stand you. Well, let me tell you something. I can't stand you either. And you can take your little blackmail tape and do whatever you want with it. I have had enough.
You can't talk to Billy like that.
Not like that.
Oh, shut up, you overpaid parrot. And you don't care about Billy at all. All you care about is keeping him happy long enough to do your stupid TV show. It goes for all of you. You're an army of yes men. And a child needs to hear the word no once in a while.
Russell, you're out of order.
And I'm also out of patience. I'm a bailiff, and I do a damn good job. But if you're looking for somebody to mother this child, I suggest you talk to his manager.
That does it. You are on report.
On report? I want her fired!
Be quiet, Billy.
What?
I said shut up.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, William Fenmore McDonald.
She hasn't called me that in 6 years.
Speaking as your mother, there's gonna be some changes around here. Yeah. You
me your dressing room now.
But Mommy!
Move it, Buster!
Thanks.
Now, what's this about being on report?
I don't know anything about any report.
24th general order of a bailiff.
But there are only 23.
There are 24 now. The new one is, don't mess with Roz.
That's a nice addition. I'll remember it.
If anybody's looking for me, I'll be at home, shooting my television set.
All right, everybody, come on. Let's get back to work. We'll shoot the opening. All right, where's my bailiff?
Ms. Omar, I'm all set. I mean, I know my line, but I have this question about my motivation.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Judge Stone. Somebody should have told you. I'm afraid we had to recast the part. We decided to go with someone more experienced.
You're ready when you are, BF.
Another.